Good morning, I'm Pauline Dakin. Welcome to Atlantic Voice. This week, a celebration of music and poetry inspired by Mi'kmaq poet Rita Jo. Earlier this month, the National Arts Centre in Ottawa hosted the Rita Jo National Song Project. In the spirit of using art as a pathway towards reconciliation, the NAC invited students from five Indigenous communities from across the country to write and record songs inspired by one of Jo's most famous poems, I Lost My Talk. A survivor of the Shubenacadie Residential School in Cape Breton, Jo's poetry not only captures the pain and loss that she endured there, but it's also a rallying call for openness and healing. Producer Tina Pittaway was at the performance at the National Arts Centre and brings us this documentary, Searching for Our Talk.
I lost my talk, the talk you took away, when I was a little girl at Shubenacadie School. You snatched it away. I speak like you, I think like you, I create like you, the scrambled ballot about my word. Two ways I talk, both ways I say. Your way is more powerful. So gently, I offer my hand and ask, let me find my talk so I can teach you about me.
She used her writing as like therapy. And I remember she used to tell me, sometimes and or teardrops falling on that typewriter, but I kept typing. I don't know how to describe it, but she was like, kind of like an activist that they want to change the world. And she was like, I'm going to change the world. And that typewriter was like her weapon.
Ann Jo, Rita Jo's daughter, takes her seat in the fourth stage theater at the NAC alongside other family members and friends from Cape Breton. In moments, her mom's words from her famous poem, I Lost My Talk, will find new life in the creations of youth from Eskazoni, Baffin Island, Norway House in Manitoba, Alberta, and Maniwaki across the river in Quebec.
She wrote this poem like in the late 80s. She's talking about how she lost her language. She wasn't allowed to speak her native language, Mi'kmaq, when she went to school. And when she got out, she had to relearn it. And in a way, it's like, I find it's like an introduction, like she's introducing herself. She's saying, I lost my talk, the talk you took away. There's a little bit of anger there, but at the end, it's like, let me find my talk so I can teach you about me. She's putting her hand out in friendship.
I lost my talk, the talk you took away. I lost my talk when I went to school. Oh, how sera, as you yara. Oh, how sit be love, take me yaks on it.
She says, let me extend you my hand and teach you about me. And our hope all the way through is that we've been doing that, that we've been true to the essence of her very beautiful, very optimistic words.
Alexander Shelley is the music director at the National Arts Centre.
A National Arts Centre has to engage with things like this. It's always going to be complex. It's always going to be interesting, and there's always going to be a lot of different opinions, but we have to do it. It's our remit. It's our mandate, I think. And specifically with this poem, she asks for it.
The music is meant to be a bridge of sorts to bring Rita Jo's message and the spirit of reconciliation to audiences that otherwise might not know very much about the residential school system and the devastation it brought to communities all across Canada. A devastation Rita Jo knew intimately.
Yeah, she used to tell us about the residential school, and it was like, when she put herself in there, she really had no choice. She was an orphan and she had nowhere to go. So from the age of 12 until she was 16, she went there, and It was a scary place. Like, she used to tell us stories. There was one girl she was friends with, and she said, usually they went to that school until they were like 16. That's when they could leave. And there was this one girl, it was just before her 16th birthday, and there was this nun, and she was big and fat. And the Mi'kmaq word for fat is wiko. And that's what her nickname was. And she was like a bully. And she fought this girl on her last day before she was gonna leave. And that girl died. It was the day before she was gonna get out, and she didn't make it. And it was like, we were like, oh my God, how can this happen in a world where it's socially acceptable to murder a child? But that's the difference between then and now, you know? Maybe people are finally comprehending how horrific it was. Yeah. A lot of people that came out of residential school, they were broken by their experience. And it was like her typewriter, her writing, that was her way of standing up for herself and her language and her culture. And I don't know if she would have became a writer without that experience, like it forged something in her. Yeah, she was a strong person. And I'm always amazed that she had like this inner reservoir of strength. I don't know where it came from, but she was strong.
Shall we try it one more time just to make sure we're on the same page?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hannah Batiste is a student at Allison Bernard Memorial High School in Escazoni. She's part of what people are calling the next generation of Rita Joe poets. Earlier in the day, she's rehearsing Warriors, which she'll read at tonight's staging of the Rita Joe Song Project.
Yeah. So it's spaced out a bit more, and it's the single and the double.
Strength. Strength would be the most powerful word I can think of for residential school is strength.
That strength that Ann Jo sees in her mother resonates with Hannah. It's something she sees in the survivors she's known.
They just learn how to protect themselves, and then they have to learn how to love again. They have to learn how to do all this thing. It's like being reborn, and they have to do all these things, and they do it on their own. And it takes a whole bunch of strength to do that, and I just really, really admire them for doing that.
Hannah's grandfather attended Shubenacadie Residential School as well.
He died about 7 years ago. And he never liked to talk about it because he was really hurt about it. And I never knew why he was so hurt about it until I learned about it. First time I was angry, and then I was sad about it. And then I just realized that sometimes we go through things in life and we just have to bounce back up because our lives matter and we matter.
Rita Joe's poetry has mattered to Hannah for almost as long as she can remember.
The year my dad died, I was about 9 years old. They were getting rid of some of his stuff, and he had a book, and it was a Rita Joe book. And one day I actually opened it, and I probably read I Lost My Talk about 15 times.
We'll pass things on to a wonderful young woman from the Escazoni First Nation who will be coming up to perform a poem that she's written. And Hannah is the next generation of Rita Joe poets, and she's going to read her poem called Warriors.
Warriors. You have walked around for years, proud of your choices, proud of your language, proud of the God you worshipped. You took a group of people, not just any people, First Nations people, and you broke them down, sent one here and 22 there. You didn't take the time to understand. You took away their identity. You took away everything and buried it into the ground. You watched them suffer. To this day they suffer. And all you do is laugh. You punished the child out of them. You punished the language out of them. You killed the person inside of them. You made something so sacred to them vanish. Vanished like the happiness, vanished like the families, vanished like the love they had in their hearts. They call First Nations warriors because we are strong. We are infinity. We are special. Some of us are still angry. Some had found forgiveness. Some had found fate. And some still hurt. We all know the stories that lie beneath their eyes. We feel the hurt that you have caused. We do not understand. We do not forget. And it still hurts. But we have each other, side by side, united as a team of warriors. Walalio. It actually meant a lot to me. Usually my performances mean a lot to me, but this one was just, it just meant more. Because I get to express my feelings about how I felt about residential school and about my history and about how we go through stages in life, how we get torn down and then we bring ourselves back up, but with the help in hand from our people, from our nations.
So here it says I was invisible, and I think it says right there I was so far away.
Galilyn Johnson is a classmate of Hannah's. She sings lead vocals on Gentle Warrior, one of the songs that's part of the Rita Joe Song Project. We're walking around a photo display in the lobby of the NAC that tells the awful story of the residential schools.
It's a little haunting, man, because, you know, I can guarantee there's a lot of uneasy spirits that we're staring at right now.
Desmond Paul is a former student at ABMHS. He wrote and performs the rap that's part of Gentle Warrior.
It's like just right here, I was beaten and molested. That says so much right there, physical and sexual abuse. I died in this place. There's so much around here, man, that just speaks for itself, you know? There's a lot of people who never got to touch base with the whole forgiveness side, you know? There's some people who are still really hurt. There's some people who forgave, and some people who just try their hardest to forget. There's a lot of hurt souls that I'm seeing here, and it's just very, very haunting, you know?
Desmond's grandmother was also sent to Shubenacadie Residential School.
Yeah, she was there. She taught me a lot about it, and I learned a lot about it in school. And just everywhere you go in the reserves, they know about it. It's that scar. It's like as if we were, you know, part of the concentration camps. You know, that's what happened to us. That's our genocide.
Around junior high, we are told about what residential schools are, and like I've known pretty much all my life what residential school is. It's just I haven't known the horrific details that come with it. So around grade 8 or 9, you know, higher up into junior high, that's when I start learning what residential school actually is because of these details, you know, the things that happen there. We don't learn about that when we're younger. We have to wait until we're older to see that because it's hard explaining that to somebody who's younger, especially if it's your people, your race, your culture, you know. So we get older, we learn about it. And I think as we get older, we start, you know, realizing what it actually means. It's hard to reflect on that, to think, how could this happen? Like, you know, it's really hard to take in.
My name is Carter Chesson. I'm a music teacher at Alice Bedard Memorial High School in Escazoni, First Nations. And I was the producer of this project. We pitched the idea of a hard-hitting protest song. And it took us about 6 months to put this project together, actually. From the very start, it was kind of nerve-wracking because to do somebody like Rita Joe justice is not an easy thing. So that was on my mind, in the back of my mind, throughout the whole project. We didn't want to sugarcoat this thing. You know, it's been 500 years, really, of oppression for First Nations people across North America, actually. And we really wanted to convey, you know, the anger of the people, but at the same time, the willingness to reconcile with all the horrible things that have happened to them over the last 500 years.
I am the one who walks like a king. I am the one who cares not always to win. The wars, I do not care. They hurt us all. You make it so hard, you always want to win. Please believe we care and do understand. I am the one who walks like a king.
I was standing next to her Ellis, and oh my, I've been a little confused, cause you know why we lost our talk. But who would ever thought that we got people speaking a language living in the blob? But we got no clue to what they're really saying. It's sad that pathetic what our culture was explained to remain with speech is pain that we had to learn. Dance with the spirits as the pillow will burn. Man, it's all mixed up all across the nation. Residential schools placed inside of a reservation. You take us to rape us, forsake us, the places and reservations. But we never made that order. We take a pride of all it up. Cheer, a gentle warrior.
Give me knowledge, give me honor, no more blame, give me hope, give me... I'm a gentle warrior.
Yes, I found my top. It stayed. I never forgot it.
Rita Jo's daughter, Frances Sillebois, takes the stage.
We're really, really touched. Yes. On behalf of the family, we're really, really honored for this poem to be picked. I hope she inspires a lot. She wanted kids to write, and she wanted a positive image for our people, the Mi'kmaq. And for so long, we were portrayed in a negative side. And I'm just so overwhelming, Anna.
Yeah, it is overwhelming.
Yes.
We just want to thank everybody that did songs. And it's just, we're just overwhelmed with, like, we can feel the love in the room.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The next morning, Galilin and Desmond are back at the NAC along with their teacher, Carter Chesson. The reaction to their song and the video that accompanies Gentle Warrior has been really gratifying.
And somebody even said that they actually get the message of the song even if they didn't understand the English language. So, you know, to me that was an incredible compliment because that's exactly what we were trying to convey.
Here's one thing, you know. I'm a Aboriginal or Indigenous hip-hop artist from Esquisoni First Nation who does not speak or perform his stuff in Mi'kmaq. So that's just saying a lot. That's self-explanatory right there. That just brings out the message even more, showing people that how badly we're affected and how badly we're still affected to this day. I'm an Aboriginal hip-hop artist. I don't write or anything in Mi'kmaq. I would just, you know, love to learn the language. And I would love to speak it, you know. It's kind of uneasy when you're around your elders and you're around a group of people and they're talking your language or speaking your language. You're just standing there clueless on what they're saying. You know, you're just wondering, what is it? What is it I'm missing out? It sounds so beautiful. I wish I could be a part of it. But, you know, it's just really hard to adapt to that language because it's kind of, I wouldn't say it's too late, but I'm far into it. As I said, you know, my life has gone so far into it. And I know I can't speak it, but I understand some words, but it's still, you know, I still can't speak it. I lost my language.
You know, the lyrics in the song Gentle Warrior, they are very strong. It's very condensed. The Truth and Reconciliation Commission, you know, everything that's been going on with them, I think a lot of what they're doing has a lot to do with this song, you know. You listen to what they're talking about over so many years, and then you listen to the song, and it's a very condensed version of what they've been trying to put out for a really long time. So you listen to the song, and it's out there in a matter of 4 minutes, 5 minutes. So I think that's definitely, you know, music can do that to someone. It can leave them thinking after video's done in silence, you know, reflecting on what they just watched or what they just heard. Like, what are they talking about? What do they mean? Especially if they're not educated on it in the first place.
Well, you know, this is a First Nations community. They do know about it, but it's the feeling amongst a lot of teachers and a lot of elders in the community that really they should know a lot more about it. You know, it was only a couple generations ago that this all ended, and it's already kind of like out of the lexicon, and hopefully we're going to bring that back, even in that little community. Like, a lot of people don't know. Kids honestly didn't know who Rita Jo was. She only passed 10 years ago, and there's another gentleman, Lee Cremo, who's a very famous fiddler from the community, and a lot of kids don't know who he is. So we're really hoping that through projects like this, we can help kids in their own community learn about those things as well as people far and wide as well.
At the end of the poem, she says, "Let me teach you about me." It's basically, you know, you circle that and you put reconciliation. It's a beautiful definition put into a poem because she is saying, like, I don't want the negativity anymore. I want the positive. Rita was a very positive person. She didn't like the negative stuff. You know, all this stuff about the residential schools and stuff. At the end of it all, she really did want to make amends. She wanted forgiveness, you know? She wanted to find that herself. And I think that that can inspire a lot of residential school survivors or people who are even aware of it, like myself, to accept that there has to be reconciliation. you know, there has to be amends, you know, two hands shaken. I think now we can strengthen that line, that cord, you know, make it strong. And I think the other end will eventually know about all the residential school and what happened and the sadly horrific details, you know, the things that happened there. And like, these people need to be educated on us, on Indigenous people, on Aboriginal people. The other end before didn't, but now they are, because this is the future. You know, we are the future. This is taking place right now. So I think that's a good thing.
The Rita Joe Song Project was presented earlier this month at the National Arts Centre in Ottawa. To see the video for Gentle Warrior, as well as the other songs from students across the country, visit our website, where we'll link to them all. That's cbc.ca/Atlantic Voice. Today's documentary was produced by Tina Pittaway in Ottawa. Special thanks to Paul McGuinness for technical assistance. The recording of Rita Jo reading I Lost My Talk comes from the Brian Gunn's collection at the Beaton Institute. Atlantic Voice is produced by Stuart Young. I'm Pauline Dakin, and we'll talk to you again next week.